It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
This portion sponsored by Pre-Flight Airport Parking. Severe storms like today's can bring down trees, quickly turning it into a busy time for local tree cutting services. Joining us on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com, is Eric Grossnickel, arborist for Bartlett Tree Experts in Chicago. Eric, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. And what does a day like today mean for you? When do you get called in?
We're called any time of the day or night with any number of different tree interactions. So a day like today is something all about prioritization based on safety.
And then, Eric, what is your jurisdiction, though, for clearing down trees? Because a lot of municipalities have their own arborists, and they're the ones who cut down all the trees that that are down or may be at the risk of falling. So where do you kind of fall in the tree clearing spectrum?
Sure. We're on the private side of arboriculture, and we help municipalities and quasi-municipal operations. But generally speaking, for the private side, we are from the inside of the parkway, inside of the sidewalk to the house and on private property. Other than that, it's in the city of Chicago, we consider those parkways, and that would be part of the City of Chicago Bureau of Forestry and the Streets of Sanitation.
Now, what are, on a day like today, what tree or what type of tree is the most likely to snap or even fall over in a strong storm?
One that hasn't been properly cared for. So we kind of like to say that you need a good dentist and you need a good arborist, and we recommend the same interval of inspection twice a year at minimum. So the trees that have gone without maintenance or having a certified arborist inspect them on a routine basis are the most likely to fail.
And then, speaking of an inspection by a certified arborist, as we talk about, what are some things that you can do as a homeowner to make sure that your trees weather the next storm outside of just having that inspection?
Well, you got to look for some weaknesses structurally. If you have any background in physics, you want to be looking for trees that have limbs that may be overextended, interacting with infrastructure like your house or light poles and things like that. Limbs that just look like they may be too heavy. And they also look for like weak attachments. So if you look like the branches may be breaking or have cracks or large sections of dead branches, things like that.
We were talking about wind gusts from these storms that were roughly 50 miles an hour, potentially 70 miles an hour. And if there are confirmed tornado touchdowns, wind speeds that are considerably higher than that. But what is the sustained wind gust that can really, you really have to raise your eyebrows and wonder if your trees are in danger?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would put that probably around the 30 mile an hour mark. The challenge really is identifying which trees are being hit from an angle that isn't the normal angle. So typically the prevailing winds are coming from the west to the east. So trees have adapted to that kind of stress. It's when they have swirling winds or winds coming from the north or the south that put the tree in an environment that it's not categorically used to. And swirling winds will certainly do that as well.
And then, what is your typical tree removal job after a storm? Is it taking the entire tree down, or is it mulching a really large branch that came down? And in some cases, what is a large branch falling that could necessitate taking the entire tree?
Yeah, you're right. It's a process of evaluation. The first thing we're looking to do is, in the interest of public safety and private safety, we want to evaluate to see, if the whole tree has come down out of a car or a home or down on the street, just like you broadcast just reported, it's pretty obvious what needs to be done. But it's important to think about personal safety first and finding about looking at it from a perspective of the likelihood of a continued failure or the whole tree failing. And then we basically are out there to evaluate what has happened and then what potentially could happen from that point forward and coming up with a strategy to reduce the impact of what's happened, but also, you know, the likelihood of it getting worse.
Eric,
there's a strategic strategy that we have in processing those.
Eric Grossnickel, arborist for Bartlett Tree Experts in Chicago, thank you for joining us today.